Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, In Hope We Were Saved.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation waits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now, and not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope. For who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. The Word of God. Paul may here have been addressing the Christian community in Rome about the year 56 or 58 AD, but as I read these words, they seem to be addressed to us, the Christian community of 2023. A phrase like, the sufferings of this present time, immediately brings to our mind contemporary Israelites and Palestinians, people of Ukraine and of Russia, millions of migrants and refugees throughout the world, and a host of other forms of distress, plus our own sufferings, be they economic, social, religious, or other. Then we hear all creation is groaning. And not only that, we also groan within ourselves. Our 21st century Pope has written the first ever encyclical on the groaning of our earth and the poorest of its people. Within the same passage, however, Paul also writes of hope. Hope ultimately in the glory to be revealed for us. A hope that entails waiting and yearning with patient endurance. This, then, is something much different from a facile optimism, a kind of don't worry, be happy attitude. Rather, this is a hope that saves us, that quality of soul which is convinced of the truth of the first verse. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. Karl Rahner named it beautifully when he wrote of hope as the enduring disposition toward the unfathomable mystery. The enduring disposition toward the unfathomable mystery. People have called hope all sorts of things. They've called it outrageous. Remember the title of one of former President Barack Obama's books, The Audacity of Hope? I have just read a newly published book from Orbis Press that I think could have been entitled A Story of Hope. Instead, its real title is I Surrender, a memoir of Chile's dictatorship 1975. The author, Kathleen Osberger, soon after her graduation from the University of Notre Dame, went to Chile as a volunteer in a program under the auspices of a Holy Cross priest at Notre Dame. Of all of the experience there that she writes about, I was particularly moved by one that could only be called a religious experience of hope. The Pinochet dictatorship has just taken over the democratically elected government of Allende in Chile. She is abducted from the house where she lived with others opposed to the dictatorship, abducted at gunpoint, put in a car headed for an unknown destination, and blindfolded. Nearly paralyzed with fear, she prays. The first words that came to her are, "I surrender to you," that is, to God. She writes that, "In that moment, I experienced God, and I knew that whatever might transpire, I knew God would not depart. I felt a depth of communion, the unshakable knowing undergirded everything." Now, I would say that is hope, the unshakable knowing that undergirds everything, even when all the evidence might be against it. Hope is many-layered and multifaceted, so it's just about impossible to define. Instead, we attempt to describe the experience of it. It's a gift to be prayed for. It's also a task. The task, as Kathy Osberger was inspired to see it, to surrender, to open to what comes only as gift, to surrender to the waiting, wherein we can see what is truly worth waiting for, the unfathomable mystery of God's love, the glory to be revealed for us. Let us pray for that unshakable knowing called hope, that we might be glimmers of light and healing in a dark and suffering world.